Breathing in lead particles is dangerous to health and can also have surprising effect on behaviour. Mark Taylor, Professor of Environmental Science at Macquarie University, has broken new ground with a population study that delves into how childhood exposure to airborne lead particles can eventually lead to aggressive criminal behaviour. The Wire's Sophie Comer asked Mark to explain the findings of his study.
Early life exposure that only causes damage in children in terms of denudation of their IQ, impact on their behaviour, associated to ADHD. Early life exposure effects live on and present themselves later on in early adulthood in the form of, as manifested by, increased rates of aggression in those communities that have been impacted.
So what exactly kinds of environment would children need to be in for airborne lead particles to be quite a serious concern?
The children that were exposed came from a mixture of locations, four of which came from metropolitan locations in Sydney. Another two suburbs that we looked at were smelting suburbs, Port Kembla in Wollongong and Bullaroo in New South Wales. And so the sources of those exposures were predominantly driven by smelter emissions. So moving that to the modern day, we know that lead petrol has been removed. That's caused a very significant fall in blood lead and a significant fall in air lead right across Australia. But we also know that there are communities where exposures still remain because of modern-day contemporary mining and smelting processes. Big three would be Pulpiri, Broken Hill and Mount Isa.
How do these airborne lead particles affect a child's brain and blood?
There are a range of pathways. Inhalation is the most obvious one. Second would be through ingestion. This is part of children's normal exploratory behaviour, so if you're living in a contaminated environment, preventing those children from carrying out those normal activities as part of their normal exploratory behaviour and development is actually quite difficult.
Would the socioeconomic situations of children also have a role in the level of neurotoxin damage to their health and brain functions?
Physical environmental factors may be an important part of that equation. So home parenting, parents' IQ, parents' income levels, the amount of time the parent spends with the child, etc. They're all factors that may influence the outcomes of that child and may then ultimately be associated with the intellectual development of that child. Lead exposure actually causes damage to the brain, and those loss of IQ points clearly cause somebody to fall into that basket of people who may well be predisposed as they grow older to a life of crime. Lead exposure particularly interferes with the development of the frontal cortex. We know that children who are lead exposed have a reduced ability to control their impulse behaviours. What we understand is that those exposures and those effects do not remit with age, and so we effectively in our study were looking at that possibility that these people who were exposed early on in life, they carry that legacy with them until their early adulthood when they then undertake these crimes of aggression.
Is your new research likely to push the law to significantly change operations that will be affected by this?
There is no safe level of lead. We should really be considering what is an acceptable level of lead in the atmosphere. The current level is 0.5 micrograms, averaged over a year. I've made the argument for some time that that needs to be reduced. I think we need to revisit that, particularly in light of the fact that we've now dropped the acceptable level of blood or the level of intervention from 10 micrograms to 5 micrograms per deciliter. That means we should really be revisiting the lead in air standard that we use and apply. I think we should also be looking at the effect of short-term spikes of lead in air in our environment, particularly in mining communities, because they produce contaminants that then produce dust, which then contaminates people's homes.
Mark Taylor, Professor of Environmental Science at Macquarie University, speaking with The Wire's Sophie Comer.